The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'The time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nations will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. This last week of ordinary time, the readings really tend towards that final judgment. And as we heard in response to our psalm, the Lord will come to judge the earth. And so our time on earth is a time of preparation for that final judgment. But as Jesus says here, do not be terrified, do not be afraid. These things may happen. Who knows what exactly he was talking about? We know for sure he was predicting the fall of the temple in Jerusalem. But are there other more prophetic signs associated with this? Maybe, perhaps. But do not be terrified. Do not be afraid. In this week where we're still resting in that fact that Christ is our King, it doesn't matter what happens in the world. It doesn't even matter what happens in the church and the nonsense that goes on, the sin that goes on within the church, because Christ is King. Do not be terrified. And so what is our response? As faithful disciples, as faithful sons and daughters, the prayer we have, the opening prayer, the collect for this week, gives us the answer. Stir up the will of your faithful, so that striving more eagerly to bring your divine work to completion, they may receive in greater measure the healing remedies your kindness bestows. So sometimes these prayers have lots of words and they're kind of hard to follow. Allow your people, increase the desire of your people to do the good works, and then they will receive the reward that your kindness brings. Oftentimes, we fall into this mindset that if we just do all the right things, then we'll get a reward at the end. We just hold tight, avoid any sin, and try not to get in trouble or get caught. Then at the end, we'll get our reward. What this prayer is saying, what the church teaches, the virtuous life makes us virtuous. As we follow the will of God in our daily life, we begin to reap the benefits. We begin to reap the fruitful harvest today. So that it's a continuous journey on our way towards heaven. And so whatever comes, earthquakes, famines, wars, sin in the church, it doesn't rob us of our peace because Christ is our King. We pray for that grace, that our wills be stirred up, fanned into flame, the grace of our baptism and our confirmation, that we can stay faithful to God's will regardless of what's happening around us. These things will happen, these things have happened, they may happen. But do not be afraid, because Christ is our King.